Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
Hawks made a prospect swap yesterday. The Sabres sending Alex Nylander to the Hawks for Henry Yokoharu. Yokoharu had 12 assists in 38 games for Chicago and recorded 17 points in 30 AHL games for the Rockford IceHogs. He made two appearances in international tournaments for his native Finland in 2018-19, winning a gold medal at both the 2019 IIHF World Junior Championships and the World Championship. Not a bad year. Also not a bad year, Jared Bednar signed a two-year contract extension as coach of the Colorado Avalanche yesterday, and that'll run through the 2021-22 season. Bednar led Colorado to the Cup playoffs the past two seasons and to their first series victory since 2008 when they defeated the Flames in five games in the Western Conference first round this postseason. Goaltender Malcolm Subban signed a one-year $850,000 contract with the Knights yesterday. He went 8-10-2 with a .902 save percentage and one shutout in 21 games with Vegas last season. Tune into One Bills Live today. Steve Tasker will be joined by former Bills defensive end Alex Carrington. He will also be joined by NFL Network draft analyst Daniel Jeremiah and by former Bills safety Henry Jones. The NFL announced yesterday that it will conduct the NFL International Combine in Germany outside of Cologne on October 19th. The International Combine mirrors the NFL Scouting Combine and will host up to 50 athletes selected to go through drills in front of NFL talent evaluators. The men's quarterfinals today at Wimbledon. Defending champion Novak Djokovic is through to his ninth Wimbledon semifinal, seeking his fifth Wimbledon championship. That's your sports update for today. I'm Andrew Peters, back with Brian Duff over on the Instigators. Today is National Pina Colada Day. How about that one? National Pina Colada today. Also in tennis, number 2 seed Roger Federer will face number 8 seed Nishikori. And Nadal will play Sam Querrey, I think. Querrey. But anyway, not to make you too query. Matthew Barnaby's going to join us here in just about a minute or two. I think we're going to get him on the line.
Yep.
And he had a nice little tweet about the Yokoharu young man from Chicago.
Well,
he's on the line with us right now. Matt Barnaby, are you there?
Duffer, Petey, how we doing? It's National Pina Colada Day. I'm on my way to Buffalo. Meet me for one.
Yeah, hey, you know what? What a day to have you on. National Pina Colada today. Yeah. Pina Colada Day today. What else is going on today? We're down at the 11-day power play. So we got that going for us. The community shift is going on. But you're on your way into town for what?
For a couple things. I have an autograph signing tonight in Buffalo at in Cheektowaga, and then tomorrow night we have our Tales from the Penalty Box, the one that we did together, and Brad May this time. So lots of stories will be told, the ones that we can't really get into with the verbiage that we use, but that'll be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Riverworks. So look to have a lot of fun and see a lot of old friends and fans, obviously, in the Buffalo area, and looking forward to seeing Maisie, and also going to play golf with them tomorrow morning and beat the crap out of them on the golf course.
How's your game? Brad takes this seriously, as you know.
He does. It's not quite as good as my son's. My son will be playing with us. He bombs the ball. These 6'3", 112-pound guys can really turn. So I got a little bit of a barrel now that I have to get around. But the game's not too bad. It's a lot better than it has been in recent years.
Good
well,
for you.
Speaking of barrel, Mayday and I had an ongoing joke years ago. We used to blow the back end of our jeans out every time we bent over to tie our shoes. How's he looking physically these days?
like he did when he retired. Not as bad as Razor. not as bad as Razor. I actually took a double take on Razor the other day. I was in seeing my kids, and then went over to see the U-17s play over at Northtown Center, Team USA, as they try to make the Hlinka. So I went over there, and his son was training, and I actually had to take a double take because Razor's got a little large over the years. He'd stay away from the media meals before those games and after. I think he double dips in there. And whoever, I don't know if you guys know this, but he had his toe fused about a week ago.
Yeah.
Who I've heard of a back being fused, spine being fused. I've never heard of a toe being fused. So maybe there's a little bit too much weight on his front toes, and he needed to get that fixed.
Well, it's the riding lawnmower pedal. That's what got him.
He does that a lot. Yes, he does.
That's right. He's got a lot of properties to maintain. So that's a very valid point.
Yeah. You know what? It's the riding lawnmower. You're gonna see him, right? Isn't he gonna be at the autograph signing with you?
I am. Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna see him, and he's actually softened over the years. I love my Razor, but he's softened. He's definitely a family man. Loves his kids. He does so many great things for the Buffalo area, as we all know. So I like to give him a hard time, but certainly a true ambassador for the Buffalo Sabres and a great guy.
Well, tell us this. I mean, tales from the penalty box. I mean, we'll get to the Yokoharu trade, which I know you tweeted about, but how is it? I mean, you guys played together, then you fought. You're still buddies. You were business partners. I mean, like, you guys have a relationship that not many players, well, first of all, not many people are aware of, but not many players have relationships like that. You guys dabbled in everything. You partied together, you played together, you fought on, off the ice, in the locker room, and whatever. I mean, it's probably one of the I'd say wackiest relationships I've ever seen.
I'd have to agree with you. I'd love to argue the point, but we're both, I think, very proud people, and we don't back down from an argument or what we believe in. So, and we're very, very much not alike. Rob's a country guy. I'm a city guy. Rob's into, hunting and fishing. I'm more into golf and boating. So we're complete polar opposites when it comes to everything. But I think we're very much in light that we love people. We like being around people. We love the game of hockey. But at the same time, we don't have many interests that are the same. So when we argue, and neither of us is going to back down. I'm not afraid of Rob Ray, and Rob Ray certainly is not afraid of Matthew Barnaby. He's much tougher, he's much bigger, he's much stronger than I am. But we're not going to back down from each other. So we've had a tremendous friendship, to say the least.
Ty Domi told me that Razor threw pillows. Is that true?
I wouldn't say pillows. He didn't hit as hard as some guys, Fedorik and the Grimsons. But I've certainly seen him mess a lot of faces. Certainly he didn't mess mine. I was very lucky, but I've seen him mess a lot of guys' faces. So I can't say he throws pillows. I think he throws pretty damn hard.
I know. That's Ty talking. Eh? It's like, who has really ever hurt Ty Domi? You know what I mean?
Ty Domi's cranium is the one from an axe murderer. Head, pants, now.
Heat, pants, now.
It's an Canadian on it.
That's the one.
Matt Barnaby joining us on the line. He's in town. Tales from the Penalty Box tomorrow night. I'm guessing it's a 7 o'clock puck drop. It's at Riverworks. There's going to be an autograph signing. Barney's been tweeting about that. Ray, May, Barnaby all available for a signing. Make sure you go and check that out. And speaking of signing, more of a trade, you were vocal on Twitter yesterday about the Sabres deal and saying, Sabres fans, you got a good one in Yokoharu. Nylander has potential, but this kid is a can't miss. What do you know about him?
I've watched him a lot. I watched him play in Portland in his last year. He's actually represented by Acme Sports, which is the same agency that reps my son. So I got to watch him on a few camps up close to personal before he was even drafted. Very, very elite skill. Very good defenseman. Good puck mover. Very good skater. High upside. So I was surprised, although They do have a lot of prospects coming up in Chicago on the back end, but I was surprised that they made that deal. Alex Nylander, I've known for years. He's been probably 12 years old and watched him develop, and it's kind of been the same thing since he's been 12. He's very talented. He's got great vision. He's got good, I don't even want to say good skills, great skills. The heartbeat just doesn't tick every day. And from what I've seen in his 3 years pro, he hasn't shown to me that he can be an elite top six forward. And if he isn't that, he's not going to play in the National Hockey League. So in Joakim Haru, you're getting a kid that is going to play in the National Hockey League for over 10 years. And to get what I think is a top four defenseman, whether he's a 1-2, I don't know that yet. I haven't seen enough yet. But here's a guy that went and played in Chicago last year as a rookie under Joel Quenneville, was logging big minutes, was logging power play minutes, did everything for them. Once the coaching change was made and Colleton was brought in, you have your own guys, and he can fit in with what Colleton made. But I think this is a great move for the Buffalo Sabres in acquiring a defenseman for a guy that we aren't sure will ever play in the National Hockey League in Nylander.
Yeah. Don Granato was part of the Quenneville staff, too, in Chicago, who's now on the Buffalo staff. So there's a little familiarity there. We've talked often, Matt, about the rise, the consistency, and now the domination, seemingly, at the moment, of Finnish hockey. Joakim Haru had an unbelievably successful year, not only with the World Juniors and with a potential fellow Sabre teammates, Oskari Laaksonen and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, but also, and perhaps more impressively, a part of a world championship team that was not laden with any NHLers at all when there were options that were plentiful for them to add NHL-type guys. How much do you think Joakim Haru would take from the latter experience playing against men after having that taste of NHL, but then being into that tournament where nobody projected Finland to dominate, and they went out and won the whole thing?
Yeah, it's a great point, Duffer. I think when you look at playing in the National Hockey League, obviously, is one thing. And I think when you're a young kid and just trying to make your way, you're just trying to fit in. And anyone that watched them at the World Championships and that team, I think you take a lot away from building and winning from a team that often wasn't expected to do what they did. And I think that's where you're with the Buffalo Sabres now as well, and you take those moments of winning and having success, that only does great for not only your confidence, but learning and also teaching. Even though you're a young kid, anytime you can draw from experiences of winning, it makes you a better player, it makes you a better person, and it makes you relish it even more. You want it, you strive for it. Any guy that I've ever known that has won a Stanley Cup or won World Juniors have a different moxie about them than guys that don't. They've been there. They've done that. So I think for a kid as young as he is, to have those experiences to draw from will only serve him great for still a very young room in Buffalo and what they're trying to build in the future.
I wrote that word down. I haven't heard that word in years.
Moxie?
Moxie.
It's a good one.
It's a great word and a great band, Moxie Fruvis.
Yeah, that was coming next for sure. I couldn't agree more, Matt. And I don't want it to come across as cliche, and sometimes it's hard not to with what we talk about on a daily, regular basis around here. But I do think, especially when you still have, and there's been a lot of turnover, but you still have guys around here that have lost that winning feeling. So the more you can infuse guys that have had it and are close to it, I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, it's really, really important. And that's why you see at trade deadlines, guys on teams that are contenders, they go after guys that have won Stanley Cup, guys that have won before. It's contagious. And when you can draw some experiences, it only makes those pressure-packed situations, whether it's the first round of the playoffs, whether it's a Game 7, whether it's down the stretch trying to get in, when you've been there before, you know what to expect. And I don't care at what level, and I don't care what tournament it is, you draw from those experiences. And I think Jason Botterill did a great job in this offseason. And I've been critical in the past, in years past, of what Buffalo has done in acquiring Ehrhoff when they did, Billy Laine overpaying, and that was a past regime. But what they're doing right now is building a core and a work ethic. Curtis Lazar isn't going to score 30 goals for the Buffalo Sabres, but do I think he can be a fourth liner that contributes and plays and has evolved his game and changed the way that he played since he was captain of Team Canada? Yes, he can be an important piece. Is Timmy Vesey going to be a 30-goal guy? I don't think so. Can he be a top-nine guy that provides 20 goals? Yeah, he can do that. You look on the back end with Montour and the way that they're building this defense, that's where it starts. So I really like what this team is doing. I like what Botterill is doing. There's still a couple pieces to add as they go through, but they're on the right track for sure.
Well, you say that. Join right now, Matthew Barnaby on the line with us. You say that, still a couple pieces to add, and I'll be right honest with you. My fear, Barney, as you just said, it all starts on defense, is that Ristolainen might be one of the pieces used to bring in one of those forwards. And it's not that I'm in love with Risto, or I think it would be wrong to trade him, because obviously you're going to get a good return. I just like what he is when not put in a position to have to be your top pair guy at night in and night out, your top power play guy. Maybe fewer minutes against, you know, top lines. You need that big, rough guy.
I said that about a month ago. I would not be stopping Ristolainen. If the right deal comes along and you could add a top six forward to your group, you're a lot deeper now than you were 2 months ago. So I'm okay if they make the move, but I'm not stopping him. He's a very good defenseman. A lot of teams would be dying to get Ristolainen on their team. He's in a position. I talk about slotting a lot. When you're slotted in a position and you're not on a powerhouse team and you're a young guy, sometimes you're going to be exposed. Don't get me wrong. Tyler Myers is a very good defenseman in the National Hockey League. Buffalo knows him well. He's going to Vancouver. He's going to be their number one guy. He's going to be exposed. He's not the number four like he was in Winnipeg. So know what you're doing when you deal a guy, and know what he's going to do for another team when he's slotted in the right spot. So I wouldn't be dealing him unless the right deal comes along. Everyone's expendable, but certainly he is not a bad hockey player. He's a very good and will be sought after, and I'm sure the phone calls are ringing with all the moves that Botterill has made on the back end.
What about acquiring Marcus Johansson at 2 years, $4.5 million in the offseason?
Awesome move. Obviously, there's a little bit of risk with the injuries that he's had and the conquers to the head that he's had. There's always that kind of risk, but you got an elite player. I'm not saying he's the Sidney Crosby or the Alex Ovechkin. Certainly wasn't the Pasternak or the top line for them, but there's no reason, there's no way that Boston gets to the finals without the like of Marcus Johansson and what he brought to the Boston Bruins after being acquired at the deadline. He's a top six forward. He'll play on the power play unit. He's going to score at least 60 points for this team, probably closer to 65 if I had to guess. An elite passer on a short-term contract at 2 years and 4.5. So this was, I thought he was going to get 4 years. To get a guy like that at $4.5 million for 2 years is a no-brainer. He's going to make them a much better team.
What do you think is going to happen with the remaining big-name RFAs? Do you sense more offer sheets? Do you sense any movement, any dealings of these really, really high-end RFAs?
Yeah, you look at Braden Point. I think he'll be the first one to sign. I think he's in a situation on the best team in Tampa Bay. You have a no-state tax situation going on. So I think he'll be the first guy, and I think a guy like Mitch Marner sits back and goes, that's not the contract I'm looking for. I'm dealing with 56% taxes. You're dealing with 39%. So our numbers, unless you want to take your number and add that 17% tax difference, that's the number I'm looking for. You have Mika Rantanen in Colorado that's looking for a big payday. So I don't see an opportunity coming for these guys. You're looking at four first-rounders for any one of these guys where the numbers are going to be. You've got to go up over $10.5 million for four first-rounders. And anything under that, you know the team is going to match like Aho was at just over $8 million. So I don't see an offer being made for these guys, and if it is, it will be quickly matched. I just don't see a team going up and over $10.5 million, first of all for the money, and second of all for the four first-round picks that it would cost you.
Certainly didn't take long, hey, Barney, from the days of the 31, 32-year-old guys like Kasparaitis, Holy, getting all that money to the now it's all the young kids, 21, 22. Cashing in on the huge contracts like they're the UFAs of 1998.
With one exception.
Who?
Kevin LeBanc.
Oh, yeah. Kevin LeBanc. I mean, so I'm going to drop the same line on you, Barney. This guy has got to have a billionaire tech girlfriend out there, Silicon Valley. There's no way this guy is taking that kind of deal if he doesn't have cash floating around out there somewhere in the desert.
This is called cap circumvention, guys, in the wildest way. I'm sure there's a handshake agreement somewhere along the way. After January 1st, you can negotiate a new contract. I'm certain that they have something in place, and $1 million to help that team that's up against the cap. I think there's something in the works there. It seems a little too dirty for anything else. Or, like you said, Silicon Valley has been very good to him, and he's had a billionaire girlfriend. I'm hoping for the latter rather than the first part of it, and hopefully she's really hot, too.
Hey, you know, here, I did some good math yesterday, Barney. I figured if he takes a pay cut, stays in San Jose, makes $1 million, after his cost of living, his apartment, few nice suits and a car, he'll have $500,000 to buy a ring, right? If he gets a nice deal in a prenup, it could be a $200 million contract, maybe.
Hey, I'm all in. I want to meet her. We got to meet this girl. But anyone that knows, talk to Curtis Brown, a former Sabre, former linemate. After he pays his rent out there, he's going to feel like he's working at Tim Hortons at the drive-thru. That's how much money is going to be left over. So it's an expensive spot. I'm curious to see what the real deal is. It's not a one-year, $1 million deal, $1 million deal for sure.
Someone just tweeted me, said his girlfriend's last name is Google.
Love it. I love it.
He's not buying multiple suits off Santana Row, I can assure you. So
no, that's for sure. He's not even buying a drink on Santana Row.
Never heard of it. Just joking. All right, Barney, have a good one. So give everyone your rundown for the weekend. For the week.
Yeah. Just autograph signing tonight at the VW in Cheektowaga, 5 to 7. And then tomorrow night, 7 o'clock to roughly 9:30 at Riverwood, myself and Brad May. So come down and see us, and I promise you'll get the stories on whether Hasek did it, whether Teddy Nolan did it, what happened with Pat LaFontaine, and all the things in between. So stop on down. We'll sign some autographs, have a few drinks with you, and have a great time. Thanks, guys, for having me on as well. And Sabres going to have a good year. I can feel it coming.
All right. Sounds good, Barney. We'll get you on again, too, throughout the year as well.
Sounds good, boys. Have a great one, Dupper.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt Barnaby. Kind enough to join us here. Take care, Barney. He's on his way into Buff. And again, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, if you want to go see he and Brad May tell some stories. I did this with Matt back in, I think it was January or February. There had to have been close to 300 people there, and just sat there, and his buddy Darcy from TSN Radio came down and kind of narrated the whole thing, and it was great. I mean, great questions from the fans. I don't know. It was something I've never done before. I've never done something like this where you sit up there and you just kind of freewheel talk and tell great stories. And you're not there to...
I find it hard to believe you haven't done that.
I've never... I have. I feel like I do that here for a living.
But I mean,
not this way. Not this way, because people shut their phones off, their cell phones off. There's no cameras.
Is that part of the deal?
Yeah. There are people in the crowd that go around the minute you're seen with a camera or phone, you're gone. I mean, that's... again, it's just... Tales from the penalty box,
right. So
and beyond. So it's a good time, and we had a great turnout. Anyone that listens to the show and they were there, they'll know they're in for a good night. And you know Barney can entertain as good as anyone. So
and Mayday too,
and well, Mayday for sure. So hopefully these two guys get a few cocktails in them and end up throwing some haymakers for old times.
I want to golf with them tomorrow morning, but I'm here, Petey. Don't worry, I'm here for you.
If you'd rather be there. I don't blame you. I'd rather be there, too. Instigators, we'll be right back. Thank you, Matthew Barnaby and Brian Duff in studio here. More Instigators and Sabre Talk coming up.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
We are at the Harbor Center, 11-day power play community shift going on until July 15th. That's Monday, this coming Monday. And we are The Instigators. No Craig Rabe. It's Brian Duff today, Brian Duff tomorrow, Brian Duff and Marty Friday.
Sounds possible.
And maybe Monday. You're going to be at the tournament Monday?
I'll be at the tournament Monday.
Got to make an appearance on the show. Thank you to Matt Barnaby and Jeremy Roenick for their time on the show today. Good stuff there. And time now for the Instigators Buy, Sell, Trade. And if you listen to the show enough, you know that it's presented by Buffalo Sports. So you go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. And buy, sell, trade for today. This is Duffer's favorite segment, by the way. Henry Yokoharu.
It actually is. If it was a multiple choice.
And
the only other choice was recap from the future.
Okay. You like recap from the future?
No, I can't stand it.
That's JJ's segment.
That's why this would be my favorite.
And you know what he does? He lays his power down on us on game days.
I know.
And he says, no, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it, no question. Riv, you're a king at this. Riv nails one out of 100, and all of a sudden he's Riv Stradamus.
Right,
I mean,
right.
So anyway, Henry Yokoharu will play opening night for the Sabres.
I'm buying it, baby.
You're buying it. All right, that sounds like a handshake agreement right there. I'm going to trade this.
Are you?
I'm going to trade this.
What does that even mean?
It means it depends. It means it depends. Health for some players.
Yes.
I think health, performance, numbers, just period numbers, you know, with the amount of players. And not only health of players that might get hurt at camp, keep your fingers crossed you don't want that to happen, but players that are coming in already on the IR, Bogosian being one of them,
Pilot
another.
Yep.
Not sure where Montour stands. I know he got dinged up. He'll be good to go. So with that, and another move, maybe, pending another trade. So
you think?
So that's why I trade this. And it's not. Do I think he's ready? I texted Craig this morning and I said, what do you think? Maybe start the kid in Rotch. You start him in Rotch. I could hear his voice yelling at me through the text message. Start in Rotch. You had 12 points last year. He's an NHL defenseman. He's better than some of the D we already have. I'm like, I hung up on his text message. Three lines in. I can't take it.
Okay, so if you're trading it, why don't we trade it for this question, impromptu, on the fly. American Pie was the best movie 20 years ago. Buy, sell, trade.
I remember going to see American Pie when I was playing for Kitchener. So what year did it come out? 99.
I'm assuming if we're just seeing the 20th anniversary on Twitter right now.
Doing some quick math, instigator math here, Duffer. I think Any Given Sunday came out the same year.
Oh, really? I didn't even look at the other movies. I didn't
look at him either, but I think
that's amazing that you would know that. Oh,
I think.
Then again, if you know what you were doing at that time, you would remember all the things.
Well, in junior, that's what you did.
Exactly.
You know, Tuesday night was cheap night, so you know all the guys got together and you know the guys that didn't have school anyway.
Yeah.
Went to the movies and then we broke curfew.
Okay, you know? So you're trading or selling that one too?
I'll buy it. Because it's iconic.
What a series of movies.
It's iconic. And I don't even know that number one's my favorite. I like number two.
Well, I think that's the problem. Yeah, two, like, they all had some redeeming qualities. Nothing is, you know, greater than the first usually in a series. But there was enough to laugh at through all of them. And unsurprisingly, what do you think one of my favorite parts about it was? The soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like it would, it ended up being part of, like it was right in my wheelhouse and then it just continued to be. Because it had enough of the alt of the 90s and it started progressing into the changing time of punk rock / emo punk rock of the early to mid 2000s.
Definitely. And Our honestly, Lady Peace, or Our Lady, what am I, Our Lady Peace? American Pie is basically like its own genre of music.
Kind of. Yeah.
Like it kind of has its own, like you hear a song. And It might not have been from American Pie, but you're thinking that's got American Pie written all over it. Like 182.
100%.
That is American Pie.
Yes.
You know, like,
yes.
I don't know if Billy Talent ever made it on there, but Billy Talent's American Pie as they get.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't name any of the other bands. Was Sum 41 on there?
They're
all the same kind of genre,
yeah, exactly.
Aren't they?
Yeah, and I don't know if they were ever in on that. I just ran through a list and I'm forgetting half of them, but it really kind of just fit and continued to fit what I listened to for a long period of time. So
what's the name of the hot dog place? They always went to the hot dog place. Remember?
Oh yeah. I don't know. I'm not a details guy with that.
Dog Days.
Really?
Dog Days. Yeah, I just remember that. That's a great call. And you showed me that tweet just from a few minutes ago, and I had no idea. I can't believe.
20 years,
it's been
baby.
20 years since American Pie came out. It's ridiculous.
What else could we buy, sell, trade?
Well.
Whose stories will be more legendary tomorrow night, Mayday or Barnaby?
Well, I think, you know, I think Brad May will have some stories for the ages. I mean, don't get me wrong. Barney's got some stories, and Barney's a great storyteller.
That's important.
Mayday. I'm not sure about the storytelling ability of Mayday, but I can tell you this. Anytime I've ever been around him and we're talking about hockey and all this stuff, I have listened to him talk, and it's amazing. The guy, everybody swarms him.
It's because he knows everybody and seemingly is connected to everybody.
It's incredible.
It's truly remarkable.
It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Where was I? I was out west. Ryan Smith did a charity tour out west during the lockout in 2004-05.
Yep.
I think we went to Saskatoon. I think we started in Manitoba, made our way, ended in Red Deer, something like that. I can't remember how it all went or started in
you
Red
never
Deer.
Never got to his hometown of Banff?
No, we never got there.
That would have been a perfect way to end it.
I can tell you, it was an amazing trip. And some of the players, but Mayday was on this trip. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't believe Mayday stood in the middle of the bus, and I bet you probably not everybody knew everyone,
uh-huh.
But it was just amazing how comfortable everybody was.
Yeah.
I think probably one fear, right? Because you want to get this guy on your side, mm-hmm. So you're going to laugh at all his jokes because they're all funny. Because heaven forbid you're the guy that he's like, oh, you didn't find that funny. We'll see if it's funny on what's that date we're playing you guys next
right.
year.
Yeah.
But I think he's captivating, mm-hmm. Right?
That's and a good way to put it.
That's, you know, and I think it's going to be an amazing night. I think these two guys telling stories think about it. They were part of an era here in Buffalo that Sabre fans will never, ever forget. Mm-hmm. And it's almost the last era of its kind. And all three of them, the trio, going to be signing autographs. Could you imagine the three, Ray, May, and Barnaby, sitting on that panel together, all three of them?
But Razor's not part of the storytelling.
He's not
right?
part yeah. of the storytelling. But I'm sure
that
his,
might be
his name's going to come up.
That might have something to do with job security reasons. You know, he's still in the game here in the market, so.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. But I can tell you, those three guys, doing the role that I had in the NHL, I could not have ever imagined. It was hard stepping over the boards to go out and either just play against a guy like that because you don't know if it's coming. You don't know if he's going to say yes. You don't know if he's going to say no. You don't know if you're going to fight. And in some ways, I look back and I'm grateful I played in the era that I did because I only had to fight one guy a night. There was only one guy you had to worry about. And, he was the toughest guy in the league maybe or on the other team for sure. But it's not like you had, like, guy after guy after guy riding shotgun. I mean, these guys had Ray, May, Barnaby. They had Bugner on the back. They had Donnelly on the back. They had secondary toughness in
yep.
guys.
Yep.
You know, it's just I couldn't imagine how. And Razor used to tell a great story about Brad May. And he's told it on this show, but he used to talk about how Maisie used to get all worked up and be like, okay, I'm going first. I got to get it out of the way. I want to go first. I want to get it out of the way. And I think Razor and Barney were like, all right, Maisie, go and get it out of the way. He's like, no, I got to. And he'd like, if you watch him square off, his fingers would be going like this.
That's right.
And he'd be like, he didn't know which hand he wanted to start with. He was just, but Brad May, back in the day, Rip Simonic used to tell me he was one of the most feared punchers in the league.
Yeah.
Could throw
no
hard with both hands. Well, he's not that big.
No,
eh?
But his hands are.
Yeah, they're. Well, when he used to sit beside you on the broadcast and hold that microphone, your hands beside his. I mean, he looked like he was at a gorilla.
It was one
ball.
Of the most commonly tweeted things at us in the early days of us being together on the air.
I bet.
Was look at the size difference in those hands.
Yeah. they're fat
and made
hands.
And May Day's like bigger than the mic.
He's not
flag,
playing
right?
acoustic guitar, I'll
no,
tell you that much.
Exactly.
Not with those. He's got, I got a buddy, he's got sausage fingers. So we call him 10 thumbs.
Was he
Jimmy,
a
it's McKee's brother-in-law, Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy 10 thumbs, we call him. That's same thing for May Day. Somebody has a buy-sell trade for us here.
Oh, good.
They say risk the line and trade before August. I'm going to sell that. Ooh.
Can I trade a trade?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll trade it.
I trade trades all the time. It's called fence sitting.
Mm-hmm.
No,
which I'm doing with the whiteboard.
That's okay. That will come out at some point.
It will.
Amy going to join us. Amy Lezikowski, the face of the 11-day power play.
Thank goodness. Will
join us. Yes, thank goodness is right. Because Mike's getting a little weathered with all the hockey he's been playing. Is going to join us. The number that they're hitting, the money that they've raised, the time that they put in, the support that they've been given speaks volumes to the people that they are. One of them will join us. The better half of the two will join us. Coming up next, Amy Lezikowski from the 11-day power play, about the 11-day power play. And we'll ask her Duffer's question. American pie.
Oh, gosh.
American pie. All right, we'll be right back. Amy Lezikowski.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hockey talk that hits. This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
We are at the Harbor Center. 11-day power play in full swing. Ends Monday, July 15th. And already right now knocking on the door of $1.5 million in donations. We welcome Amy Lezikowski, the face of the 11-day power play. And as Duffer said, it's a good thing you're the face and not Mike. Because Mike's home in bed.
He's not home. He's in the Marriott next door.
Which is home for 2 weeks.
Yes, we don't go home.
must be nice, eh? That's right. You can't go home, right? That's
can't.
part of the gig, I guess.
How do you like 2 week vacations in downtown Buffalo at this time of year?
In the Harbor Center.
There's a lot to see. You know, we had the tall ships out there.
That's right.
We had tons.
Did
of
you have
guests.
A room with a view of the tall ships?
We did.
There you go.
We did, and we also had a view of the 4th of July fireworks. So. We're fine. We're having fun.
Chamber of Commerce is going to be leaning on you for, you know, a little promote Buffalo segment for sure.
Tell me something, Amy. Where you're at now, year three, I ask you the same question because you're obviously a visionary. You want things to be bigger and bigger and bigger. The first one was a huge success with the 40 players. After seeing this, where to next? I mean, are you already thinking about next year, 2 years down the road, three sponsors, goal, financial goals?
We are. I mean, we're an annual event. We decided last year that this is something that we have to do every year to support our community. We have so many people from different cities asking about the event. You know, when are the applications going to be open for 2020? All those applications will be available on our website at the end of November for next year.
$1.48 million, you said? So you're not $20,000. Someone out there has got 20 bills in their couch cushions, okay? $20,000 sitting around in change.
Palmer, right?
Jason Palmer?
Isn't that what came out of the interview with him earlier this year? You guys did? That he was the guy that always stuffed the in his pillows on the couch? Come on. It's your show. You don't remember this?
I don't remember a lot. I don't remember a lot. I claim to have a better memory than I do, but... yeah, Palmer, let's go. 20 grand, all right? It's not that hard. So you're open until, I guess you say the donations are open until September. Through September. And what is your goal for this year now that you're at 1.48?
Every year our goal is 1 million. We hope to do better and better each year. So as we hit the 100,000s, we add a new goal. We're hoping that this year ends at 1.6. We'd be super happy. We'd be able to support Camp Good Days and Make-A-Wish in a tremendous way. Last year, we were able to send 100 kids to Camp Good Days, and we were able to grant 20 wishes locally to local families in Western New York.
And for those that don't know, a wish typically is in that $7,000 to $10,000 range. And camp, the beauty of it is that it's open and available to kids around the world, which has been shown summer after summer, and it comes about at no cost to these families that need that opportunity for their kids in their life. And not to mention just the kids that are battling the illness, but the families and sometimes the siblings that can go mm-hmm. with the kids that are struggling. Though they are two of the most remarkable organizations. And so how did it come to be that those two were the beneficiaries this year?
Well, as a family affected by cancer, you know, my kids were 5, 6, and 11 when I was diagnosed. And my treatment was a full year. Then I was on a clinical trial for 3 years. And we didn't know about Camp Good Days. So my kids didn't benefit from those resources. So we want to raise awareness for those organizations along with financial support.
What were the emotions like at that time you're diagnosed with your kids? And I don't want to go too deep, but this is why you're doing this. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fear, the support, all of it. Is it all right for me to ask?
Yeah.
What are those emotions like for kids when they see a parent going through a tough time like that?
You know, I think the two youngest said that they were fortunate they didn't really understand what cancer was, but my 11-year-old struggled. She was scared. We involved our kids with my treatment. We wanted to make sure that, you know, they didn't worry about me. So for them to not have, you know, be around other families that were going through it, I think that they could have really used that help. And Camp Good Days does that. You know, their siblings, you know, go with them and they meet other kids that have experienced this and also experienced loss. You know, Camp Good Days also helps kids who have lost a parent or a family member. It's so absolutely important for them to have that support, and that's what we want to do, along with supporting Roswell Park and the amazing, tremendous research they're doing there. Every day they're making strides and improvements. I sit on a scientific advisory board meeting with Roswell Park every year, and I can see, you know, the researchers really needing this money. And we're giving them exactly that.
Amy Lezikowski, the face of the 11-day power play, along with her husband Mike, who's very heavily involved with the on-ice stuff. He's taken in more shifts than I think he can handle. He's in the ice tub right now. That being said, we wish you guys much more success and continued success and donations coming in. All different age groups playing out there.
All
we just saw all the kids out there. You got McKee and Pekka playing tonight from the 99 team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great time. I mean, come on down. It's free to watch. The snack bars and bar is open. You
know. Any of the late night drunk crowd come in from the bars at all this year so far?
We had the slow roll. A big shout out to the slow roll. They come every Sunday night to our events, and the players so look forward to you guys coming. So come on down.
Well, we are 20 seconds out from One Bills Live coming up next with Steve Tasker. Thank you, Amy Lezikowski.
Thank you.
And 11daypowerplay.com to donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.